This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now, the one, the only. Multi-talented artist, vocalist, songwriter. She goes by the name of Zanda Zakuza, left and right, featuring Makazi and Babete Rashwazen. This is the star of the moment. I did mention that and promised you that I will be having a conversation with her. She's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Zanda. How are you doing, mommy?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. It's been a minute.
It's been a while. How's everyone doing? I'm happy to be on the show.
No, man, we're good. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us once again. We really do appreciate you, yeah?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All right, so first of all, Zanda, I mean, I always wanted to ask you this. How did a lady from Durban fall in love with Limpopo? Because, I mean, you have collaborated with a lot of our artists, you know, and given us timeless hits. How did that come about?
I had the pleasure of working with them because we were all signed to the same label. Mm. So I was one of the only artists from KZN at the time. I was also interested in, you know, getting rooted in a different sound and exploring other sounds apart from the gong that we know Durban for. You know, I was never really interested in exploring those parts.
Yeah.
So, Bulu House at the time was popping, and so I got interested in that as a house vocalist. Mm. So I signed to Open Mic back then, and Open Mic is from Zimbabwe, so that's how I got exposed to everyone.
Wow, interesting, man. And I mean, as a prominent artist, Zanda, I mean, there are a lot of young artists who look up to you, and what would you like to say, you know, to those who would like a career in the music industry, looking at your own personal journey?
I'd say if you're going to do it, you have to do it full force and not half-heartedly, because it's such a selfish line of work. It wants all of you and not just part of you. I don't believe that if you want to do music and doing it part-time, it's going to pop. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
So get well-versed with how the music industry works. That will make your life easier. Mm. And that way, you won't have to depend on so many people, because everyone is an opportunist, especially in today's economy.
Yeah.
You will be scammed.
Eesh.
So learn the business. Perfect your craft, because if you're good at what you do, no one can really, you know, tell you how to do it, one, or take you for less than actually what you are. So perfect your craft, be so good that people need you and not the other way around.
Yeah, man,
read your contracts thoroughly before you make life-changing decisions.
Yeah. No, most definitely. Thank you so much for that. Last year, speaking of the music, I mean, last year you gave us Left and Right. I mean, it is one of the most requested songs on my show, if I must say. And
nice.
I want to find out from you, how did this collab come about? And did you see it as a hit of this magnitude?
So the collaboration is a revamp of a song that I did with Babete, probably in 2022.
Mm.
The beat that you hear now, that is the gong, used to be Amapiano, crazy enough.
Wow.
And I was just like, this is too slow, man. So he went and, you know, back to the drawing board, and he came back with the faster beat. And I was just like, yes, I like this. Let's work on this. So we did two songs. One was his, one was mine. And that's how we came about doing Left and Right. Yeah. And then he called Makazi to be on the feature, and I didn't mind, obviously, because Makazi's my girl.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just took it to a definitely, like, different level.
Mm.
Yeah, it all worked out perfectly. And I really appreciate the support that people are giving to the song.
Yeah. No, they love it, most definitely. They most definitely love it. So, I mean, we are in conversation right now because of your new hit, right? Umama,
yes.
Bomthandazo. Tell us about the song and what's the inspiration behind the song?
It's nothing new, really. I grew up in the church, and we were surrounded by prayer in every single step of, you know, our lives. And, you know, I just realized that some of us wouldn't even be here if it wasn't the prayers from our mothers, our grandmothers.
Mm.
So it's just a song dedicated to them, and also requesting these prayers, because, you know, life is getting harder by the day, and we need all the protection we can get. So that's what Oh Mama Bomthandazo are about. I'm basically you know, pleading and requesting for prayers because I've got big dreams and I'm trying to make them come true.
Yeah.
And I need all the help I can get. Yeah.
Most definitely. Now, speaking of the help, I mean, who did you work with on this one and how did you know that, you know, these people will bring your vision to life?
I worked with a beautiful producer called Ndana R. Again, he is an Amapiano producer, but I like testing people's limits. So I was like, hey, can you make me an Afro House beat that is going to be the best thing, you know? And then we called a bassist from Durban called Charles Ntarane. They worked on the beat and went into studio. And yeah, man, Barry and Shakur are also on it because originally it was supposed to be their song, but then I took it. So it was supposed to be given like that. So we're sharing the song. And yeah, man, the song came about beautifully. Even he was surprised that, oh my gosh, I think I'm good at Afro House. And
yeah.
I was like, then you know, you're the producer.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, we're in the fifth month. You know, of the year so far, is there more that we can expect from Zanda Sakuza? Is there something that she's cooking in the background that we need to be aware of? Maybe she wants to give us an exclusive here on the Best of Lunchtime Radio. Let me know.
I definitely will email you the next song I'm going to drop, but it's going to be part of an EP that I'm releasing. Yes, I'm releasing a 5-track EP. Just, you know, bring everybody back to speed as to who Zanda Sakuza is. Just the old stuff, which is house music, as well as new stuff that I'm trying to, you know, tap into the Afro pop, Afro beat side of life. Because what's life if it's not a little bit interesting? You know, you can't stay in the same box forever.
True. Not with that voice. Yeah. Not with that voice.
Nope. God has blessed. So we must share the gift.
No, most definitely. And before we wrap it up, I mean, what would you like to say to your fans? You know, those fans that request your music on radio, that stream on different platforms. Is there anything that you'd like to say to your fans?
Mostly, I am so grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please keep requesting these songs. If you don't request them, they don't get played. I will try to the best of my ability to give you music that will touch your souls and heal your heart. And yeah, man, keep supporting Zanda Sakuza. We're 10 years strong in this. They can't let go of me now.
Years.
We've been together for too long.
Yo.
We're practically married at this point.
Yeah, no divorce. There's no divorce here. No divorce.
No, zero. But thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to you guys as well for playing it.
Yeah.
And looking out for the girl, man. I don't think I would have such a blissful career if I didn't have an entire village raising me. So I appreciate it.
No, most definitely. No, most definitely. Zanda, thank you so much for taking your time once again to join us on the show, right? All the best in your future endeavors. We can't wait for your EP to drop so that we can come back and you can come back so that we can have that conversation and find out where we at.
Yes. I'll come to studio this time.
Oh, you see, definitely. Now you're talking. Now you are talking. Thank you so much. Have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you. Enjoy your day, guys. Okay. Bye.
That was Zanda Sakuza, man. I'm about to drop you. We've played it on the show before, but if you missed it, do let me know what you think of the song, right? Umama Bomthandazo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.